All the stale trash. It's 8:39, 21 minutes before 9 o'clock wacky time. Some of this crap is enough to make me throw up. We have a temperature, so I asked Ryder, said throw up. That means barf, B-A-R-F, barf. Regurgitate, 61 degrees, call it what you want to. I'm getting sick to my stomach. 82 degrees, some clouds and mild weather. We got another one up here we ought to follow. Yeah, why don't we follow it up with this one? No, forget it. I can't stand too much of that stuff. Get out to Pepto-Bismol. I've taken all I can. Hey, look at the sunshine out there. What I have to do is go out there and take a look at the heavens and soak up a little bit of that sunshine. What are you looking at, clown? Soak up a little bit of that sunshine, and maybe I'll feel a little bit better about it. Or I came in here feeling like $1 million. This music depresses me. Reed, what do you have there?
We have... your friend and mine, a service of Sterling, pure Sterling beer.
Good morning.
Sterling's the same great beer every time. You can hear an update of action information at 5 minutes before the hour. It's 8:43.
Okay, here's the way the situation stands now as pertains to our picnic for adults only. Okay, you ready for this? All right, the boss has offered his support. We are not absolutely sure how much support he is going to afford us. Hopefully, it'll be enough to get us through any crisis which may come up. But we are definitely going to have our adult picnic. And we'll have a date and a place for you later on. Hopefully, it'll be out at... maybe we can back Mr. Bill King up to the wall, too. Hopefully, it'll be out at Louisville Downs. That's where I'd like for it to be, on the 4th day of July. That would be a nice day for celebrating, wouldn't it? With barbecued ribs and T-bones and porterhouses. Hey, that sound all right? And free beer? We're working on it. We'll be back with you with additional information later on. Good time, Charlie's got the blues.
Charlie's got the blues.
I know what's wrong with Charlie. I know what his problem is. Good old Charlie is vodka and soda from the hip bone up. Good old Charlie's got the blues. 8:47, 13 minutes before 9, wacky time.
Here's Peter Sellers.
He's the owner and the operator of the two. There are two locations now. Gentleman's Corner, first location, in the Outer Loop Plaza. Now, where do you find the Outer Loop Plaza? Where would you expect to find it? On Shelbyville Road? No, it's on the Outer Loop. Yeah, how about that? Very interesting. Yeah, the Outer Loop Plaza is right there on the Outer Loop. Now, you can get to it by going down Fagan Bush Lane and taking the rear entrance. That's very simple to do, too. And then there's the new Gentleman's Corner, which you find at Bardstown Road and Fagan Bush Lane, right there in the Raceland Mall. They're celebrating their grand opening right now. Gentleman's Corner, the second location, celebrating its grand opening there, along with the Raceland Mall. So, you fellas who want to dress stylishly, but at lowest possible cost, you go to Gentleman's Corner. Now, as far as brands are concerned, we've got major brands for you. I went over and talked with Mike Speck about it yesterday, about the brands. He says, let me work up a list for you, and you can mention some of the names that we carry. But here's something nice about Gentleman's Corner. You have in the past, you guys who really like to dress in high-style clothing to make that right impression. And believe me, it is important to most guys to make the right impression, whether it's a business impression or maybe you've got romantic thoughts about some young lady. That's okay, too, pal. It's all in the scheme of things. They sell some beautiful clothing, absolutely gorgeous clothing. I don't care if you're talking about slacks or sports jackets or shirts. Their selection of print as well as solid color sports shirts are unlike any other selections that you have seen anywhere in the world. Just absolutely gorgeous. And their suits are fantastic as far as cut and colors are concerned. The spring and summer colors that they're showing now are enough, really, to make your eyes bug. If you want to see some beautiful suits, priced no higher than $130. That's their top price. Top price is $130. They go from $90 to $130. I want you to visit Gentleman's Corner. Maybe you're not shopping for clothing right now. Well, that doesn't make any difference. If you happen to be passing by the Outer Loop Plaza or the Raceland Mall at Bardstown Road and Fagin Bush Lane, just drop in and browse around. They invite you to do that. Just take a look at the merchandise they have, and then I know that the next time you need a pair of trousers or a selection of shirts or ties, or maybe you're going to wear one of those hats this year. They got a beautiful selection of those, too. I know that you'll go right back to Gentleman's Corner because the prices are right and the clothing is beautiful, just beautiful. Stylish and absolute colors. Just, I'm telling you the truth right now. I've never seen more beautiful colors in my life. So I know that this year, this summer, you're going to look better than any summer in the past. That is, if you do your shopping for clothing at Gentleman's Corner. Two locations now. And mind you, when you go in either one, check those prices out as I have asked you to. And I think you'll agree. Nobody's going to do better. Nobody's going to do better by you than Gentleman's Corner. They'll take care of you. You may rest assured. Send you out of that store looking like $1 million, but it's going to cost you nothing like $1 million. Nowhere near that. Gentleman's Corner, Outer Loop Plaza on the Outer Loop, and Gentleman's Corner in the Raceland Mall, Bardstown Road, and Fagin Bush Lake.
She keeps them always shunned on in a pretty cabinet.
Just take a look at this character, will you? Magnificent Isaac. Can you see him back there? Looks like he's putting on a little weight, huh? Boy, he really needs to put on a little weight. I told him to lose some weight. You see, I want to groom him to be the heavyweight champion of the world. I want him to be the heavyweight champion of the world. He wants to be the pie-eating champion of the world. When we have our big picnic for adults and we serve the barbecued spare ribs and the T-bones and the porterhouses and all those other cuts of beef, this guy will not be allowed on the picnic grounds. Him or that baby Huey. There's another one with jackhammer jaws.
When something's good, send the very best.
Good morning. We're coming up on 8:57 on Wednesday, the 28th of May. Central Kentucky, you have 68 degrees. Southern Indiana, 67. WAKY on the River City Mall, 65. One more political note, William.
Okay.
A political friend of Arkansas Congressman Wilbur Mills, Fannie Fox, said in New York yesterday that she is still romantically interested in Congressman Mills. She declined to say whether she would marry him.
Ooh, man alive. That's shocking news, Reed. Shocking
news. That's
exactly
what the poor guy needs.
I thought this was a platonic affair. She is still romantically interested in Wilbur? Well, this certainly comes as a shock to me. I wonder how Mrs. Mills feels about that. Reed, you know, this lovely lady, Thelma Stovall, receiving the Democratic nod. You know, this points out something that might have sounded unreasonable just a few weeks ago. That Kentucky could possibly put a woman in the governor's office. But, of course, I realize there are a few people who voted for her as lieutenant governor in yesterday's primary who would hesitate to vote for her as governor. But I think the number would be minimum. Yeah, I think she could become our first female governor. She's a lovely lady. I hope she makes it there. She'll do a good job. She's a hard-working lady.
I can simply say this to you.
Yes.
It would be impossible for her or any other woman to create any bigger mess than the men have created.
Isn't that a fact? I think she could possibly do a lot for us. She could probably work toward getting us out of part of the mess that we're in anyway. I think it's going to take more than one term to regain our posture. Thelma Stovall, in addition to being a fine politician and a dedicated, hard-working lady, is also a very nice person. I received a couple of telephone calls from her. For occasionally, she'll call. She hasn't called in a long time. What's wrong, Thelma? Don't you like us anymore? She used to call every once in a while and request a song. But we don't hear from her. Maybe she's been too busy. Well, I can understand that.
Let us hear from you, Thelma.
Let us hear how you're getting along as though we don't know.
It'll be good to have somebody from Louisville. Possibly over there if she wins. She's got to win in November again.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be good to have somebody up at the top echelon?
Well, absolutely. This is the most populous area of the state of Kentucky. It would be nice to have someone representing this area in Frankfort. Let's get on with it there, Reed.
At 9:05, here he comes. Your friend and mine, the Duke of Louisville, Bill Bailey.
Last night, I didn't get to sleep at all. Where you going? Where you going here? Last night, I didn't get to sleep at all. It's 9:08, 8 minutes after 9, wacky time, the fifth dimension. Where you going here, sweetie? You're not going over to the cafe, are you? You're not going over there, are you? I see you going to the mailbox. You got some very important correspondence you got to drop in the old mailbox. Big business, huh? We had a great time at the picnic, didn't we? Hey, me. This young lady and I, Linda and I, did most of the tossing of the frisbees at the picnic this past Sunday. Had a terrific time. And enjoyed hot dogs and free Pepsi Cola. Everybody had a delightful time. You know, there's no way of estimating just how many people showed up there for the hot dogs and all the fun. I would estimate the number at in excess of 10,000 people.
I'm Pat Murphy.
Why you stay? Come out and play.
Turned over a few spadefuls of dirt out there in the back of my property yesterday, out of the old plantation, and I'm thinking seriously, after discovering some little critters squirming around down there in the ground, maybe I'm going to set aside a part of my garage area for a bait shop. I'll call it the old Watch Hill Worm Shop.
With the girl that I'm talking about.
A few extra bucks.
I'm in love with the girl I can't live without.
Oh, it's a gosh awful time for being in love, this grand funk.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9, wacky time. The temperature 65, and the anticipated high reading about 82 in this area today. Yesterday we got up to 81 degrees, so we're going to get about the same thing that we got yesterday. Should turn out, if we do, it'll be an ideal day, a beautiful day indeed. What about the threat of rain? What do you mean? There is no threat of rain today. At least there's none mentioned in our weather forecast.
Top flight selection.
Oh, I still enjoy listening to that number. It's very pretty. Don McLean with... Hey, I wish you'd quit that. Don McLean with a very pretty song entitled Vincent. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9, wacky time. Good morning. Wacky thanks to thousands who attended our free picnic this past Memorial Day. Everybody had a grand time. 65 degrees and some clouds and mild weather expected again today.
You're killing me, Smeece.
It's 6:53, 7 before 7 o'clock, wacky time. Here's my man.
All right.
Good old Roy Head. Hey!
Will be held Sunday at the Victory Knoll Farm in Middletown. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Warm and humid with showers and thundershowers. High 79, low 69. Central Kentucky, you have 66 degrees. Southern Indiana, 65. WAKY on the River City Mall, 67 at 7:02.
What was this you were telling me? People, this is a fact. We have a nice, gentle, friendly, personable business here. Now, there are several radio stations here in town and several television stations. Most of the people get along nicely, very well. Some are very close friends. The people here at Wacky get along very well with the people at Channel 32, for example. And we get along very well with the people at Wave TV and Channel 11. But there's always somebody, at least one individual, in every radio market and television market who serves as the troublemaker. Now, Mr. Yaden was telling me that... One of our co-broadcasters here in town, operator of a radio station, was making some very unkind statements about us. Right out on the street. To listeners and also to people who advertise on the program. Uncomplimentary in that he stated we were terrible. We're a terrible radio team. Personally, I'm crushed. I'm deeply hurt, Reed, because this man knows it all. He has all the answers. He's the supreme authority in broadcasting. In fact, he's nothing but a dogmatic, opinionated, loud-mouthed simpleton whose basic competence has been questioned by more than a few knowledgeable broadcasters. Now, he can't find anybody to beat us on the air, so he figures he's got to go out in the street and personally attack us. Well, character assassination, I think, is against the law, isn't it, Reed? I think we ought to take him to court. But I don't think that's necessary, really. You know, I've heard rumors in the past few days that he's not going to be around much longer anyway. I understand that, he's got himself a blossoming failure over there. And it's been blossoming in this direction for several years now, and I understand that his employers from out of state are a little bit tired of it, so they're thinking about moving somebody else in. Well, I hope the successor is more of a gentleman broadcaster than this individual. Let's go, Reed.
At 7:04, here he comes, the Duke of Louisville, Bill Bailey.
Nobody else will do.
Oh, yeah, what am I living for? That's Chuck Willis, the late Chuck Willis. He's no longer asking that question. That's a wacky oldie. No, I didn't mean that to be humorous. 7:07, 7 after 7, it wasn't. Hey, get off my back, for heaven's sake. 68 degrees. Hey, you know, I got a couple of my neighbors thinking as I think. That's right, that there's nothing ordinary about Sterling beer. Yeah, I got a couple of neighbors who drink nothing but Sterling beer. I asked him one night, well, we were having a beer together. This was a couple of weeks ago. And one of the fellas says to me, I'm not going to mention names. One of the fellas says to me, can you tell a difference in beers? I was sitting there drinking a Sterling beer. I said, of course I can tell the difference in beers. He said, they all taste alike to me. I said, would you drink a Sterling beer? And then tell me that. Well, he has joined the Sterling Revolution. So the next time you sit down with friends, or maybe you belly up to the bar, make sure you say hello to your bartender first. Got to be a nice guy, you know. And then say goodbye to ordinary beer. You stand up for Sterling beer. Order that pure Sterling. Sterling's great light taste comes from the finest golden barley, the choicest mountain-grown hops, brewed with tender, loving care by master brewer Henry Muhlenbein and his team of craftsmen. Toast the Sterling Revolution. It only takes a minute, men and ladies.
This is a commercial.
68 degrees. 10 minutes after 7, wacky time. Good morning. Have a nice day. Friday, you know.
Jackie Blue.
There we have something by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Its title is Jackie Blue. 7:13, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock the time at Wacky on a Friday morning. Bill Bailey here, feeling very well. Thank you. Hope you're feeling well. Now, it's a Friday, the 30th day of May, and it looks like it's going to be another rainy day. What about the weekend? I think I have the extended forecast here. I'll pass that along to you in a moment.
We want Telecheck! We want Telecheck!
We're pleased to say that more people than ever are turning to Raise for their engagement and investment diamond purchase. Raise, the jeweler for lovers.
And now, here is the Louisville metropolitan area forecast. Mild, but rather humid, with occasional periods of showers and thundershowers today. High temperature in the upper 70s. Mild, but humid, with showers and thundershowers likely tonight and Saturday, too. Low temperature tonight in the upper 60s. The outlook for Sunday, mild and less humid, with showers and thundershowers in it. What a stinking weather forecast. Did you hear all of that? 80% chance of rain today, 70% chance tonight, a 60% chance of rain on Saturday, and gosh, I don't know what the chance is, but it does say here, showers and thundershowers ending sometime Sunday. It looks like it's going to be a wet weekend. 16 minutes after 7, wacky time. Seems like I can't live with you and I can't live without you. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7, wacky time. Good morning. Doggone it all. Well, it's always a pleasure to run into somebody who takes your advice, your recommendation, and enjoys the result of it. I finally ran into somebody who, at my advice, went over and took a look at Ewing Place, took one of their two-bedroom apartments, and loves it over there, he and his wife. Ewing Place covers 30 acres.
A 30-acre apartment community. That's a lot of ground, you know that? They offer everything you desire for gracious living. It's not just what you desire, it's what you as a renter demand today. At realistic rentals, too. Plus swimming pools, two of them, tennis courts, tot lot, and a clubhouse. And there are sauna baths, exercise, and billiard rooms to enjoy. Now, they have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments. Now, it's quite unusual, you know, for any apartment community to offer a 3-bedroom apartment home, but they do have 3-bedroom apartment homes, in addition to the 1 and 2 bedrooms at Ewing Place. They're cozy, they're comfortably and beautifully decorated, and they're very large apartments. The rooms are really outsized. So if you feel you want elegance and more room for you and your family, then Ewing Place, the so nice to come home to apartment homes on Westport Road. Now, the fellow who was telling me about moving into Ewing Place went over there just to look around. As I asked him to, he had no idea that he was going to change his address, but he did after seeing Ewing Place. I think you will, too. If there's any chance of your wanting to change places of residence, I think you'll be moving into Ewing Place once you take a look at it. We would appreciate it if you just drop by, as my friend did, and look us over. Ewing Place, the so nice to come home to apartment homes on Westport Road. Reed?
Good morning. It's 7:22 on Friday, the 30th of May, 7:24. I'm Reed Yates.
What do you have planned for this weekend, Reed?
Oh, a little tennis, maybe.
Hey, that sounds terrific. Great exercise, but don't overdo it. Don't overdo it.
I won't, Bill.
Do you plan to do any work around the old homestead this weekend?
No.
Maybe like grass cutting?
No.
I got lots of work I have to do. I'm afraid it's going to be too wet for grass cutting, though.
Yeah, forget about that.
Right. Thank goodness. Connie Stevens, pretty thing, singing a pretty song entitled 16 Reasons, a Wacky Oldie. 7:28, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock, the time now at Wacky. Friday morning, 30th day of May.
Hello, then Florida.
Start your day with bacon and eggs from Kroger. This week's Minimizer coupon specials include 12-ounce package of Quick Crisp Lice Bacon for just 89 cents. And Kroger U.S. Grade A large eggs, 2 dozen for only 88 cents. Both special prices for this week's Minimizer coupons and one $10 Kroger purchase. Every week, you'll find Minimizer specials like these, plus lower prices on thousands of additional items at Kroger, the store that really does help minimize your food cost.
Come and save at Kroger.
Wow. I'm getting all kinds of requests, as I always do, every morning, for Pinball Wizard. Where is Pinball Wizard? Hey, where's the Pinball Wizard? We had to bar him out of here, Bill. He was drinking too much. I know it's around here. Get out of here. Will you leave me alone? Somebody wants to hear Pinball Wizard. Several people do. Okay, I'll find it. I'll put it on for you. Okay, it's now 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The temperature is 68 degrees, and the high reading today should be about 79 degrees. We got 78 yesterday, so about the same thing. About the same thing as yesterday. And rain, I'm afraid so. I'm afraid it's going to rain today and tomorrow. There's a chance that it'll be coming to an end sometime on Sunday. I hope it's very early Sunday. I would like to get out and do a little work in the yard this weekend. I don't feel like cutting it. Well, the grass doesn't need cutting right now. I think I can go another 3 or 4 days before cutting the grass again. Man, I'm telling you, that stuff grows like crazy, doesn't it?
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
The way we were.
The way we were. At each other's throats night and day. Get out of here with that schmaltz. That's a beautiful song, Gladys. I was just kidding with you. Don't pay any attention to me. Gladys Knight and the Pips with a beautiful thing called The Way We Were and Try to Remember. It's 7:35 now, 25 minutes before 8 at Wacky. Bill Bailey here.
I'm Pat Murphy, and I'm a big boy.
The Sheraton is featuring prime ribs, second to none, and all the trimmings for only $5.75.
Wave News Watch, 6 and 11 o'clock every day. Have you been catching the reports? Wave News Watch. And what about Wave Country Reports with Barry Benson? Barry travels the back roads of Wave Country looking for the unique and the unusual. Now, Barry has a very special touch with the story, and for those people who complain about there being no good news on television, they haven't seen Barry's reports. Have you seen this Barry Burnson with the Wave Country reports? He looks like he's from the country, doesn't he? A foreign country. That Barry Burnson is all right, dead guy. I really enjoy his reports. You know, he goes to all kinds of different types of places. Unique places, unusual places. And those reports I look forward to. I look forward to them every evening. So if this isn't a part of your programming every evening, I wish you would make it become a part of your programming. The Wave Watch, the Wave News Watch at 6 o'clock, and then again at 11 o'clock with Barry Burnson and the Wave Country Reports. You'll enjoy them immensely. Wave TV, Channel 3 for Wave News Watch. 68 degrees, 79 is going to be the high reading today. It's going to be an all right day. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, that today is going to be just like yesterday, as a matter of fact. We look for a little rain today and also a temperature of a high reading of about 79 degrees. Yesterday we got 78, about the same thing. So, what do we have to look forward to? Well, let's look forward to the weekend, shall we? Now, right now, the National Weather Service has only one promise for us, and that is the promise of precipitation on Saturday with it coming to an end on Sunday. But there could be a change in weather conditions that cause the rain, I mean. Elton John with Pinball Wizard. It's 7:42, 18 minutes before 8 o'clock, the time at Wacky, a statement, ladies and gentlemen, an official type statement. It is my understanding, from listening to the program this morning on the way into work, Michael Lewis Griffin and Reed Yaden were chatting about this morning being Michael Lewis Griffin's last morning on the radio on a permanent, regular basis. Michael Lewis Griffin is being not replaced. There can be no replacement for Michael Lewis Griffin. Really a powerful personality, huh, Bill? No, that ain't what I mean. What I mean is, how do you preempt nothing? Just kid around a little bit. Sure, the guy does a terrific job. Member of the Elvis Presley fan club. He wants to hear Presley's newest song, Trouble. I can't find a song. I don't have a copy of it available to me this morning. And he asked me, Bill, what was that old song you played by Elvis Presley yesterday morning? I replied, Come What May. That was the title of the song. And I asked him, would you like to hear that again? He said, yes, I would. Yeah, I am not a member of the Elvis Presley fan club, as the gentleman who called in here, simply because I just don't have the time to be a member of the Elvis Presley fan club. You see, I got all kinds of problems with the membership of the Bill Bailey fan club. What do you mean? Like there ain't none, pal. Here's one of the prettiest things ever recorded by Elvis Presley, rarely heard.
Loving me.
It's really a beautiful love song, isn't it? It's a darn shame that we hear this one so, well, infrequently. It's called Please Don't Stop Loving Me. And just remember now, you heard it on the Bill Bailey Fracas on a Friday morning, 30th day of May. The gentleman who is vice president of the local Elvis Presley fan club called to say, I'll be receiving a free Elvis Presley fan club membership. Thank you very much, sir. It's 7:49, 11 before 8 o'clock, wacky time. Good morning.
Honey, you know that roll of film of Rob?
Join the Pepsi people. Feeling free, feeling free.
I'm having my troubles this morning finding records I want to play for you. I mean, somebody has requested that I play Feel the Need before 8 o'clock. I can't find a record. I'm still looking for it. 9 minutes before 8 o'clock, the time at Wacky, the temperature, 68 degrees. Let me look a little bit longer. Could I, for just a few seconds, maybe I can play it next. Let me tell you.
Liquid or paste, the turtle does a brilliant stand-up routine.
Everything else is just mock turtle wax.
Preston Indian Trail, the traffic light.
Why? This one has been requested. Long-haired country boy. 8 1/2 minutes before 8. Wacky time. Good morning.
People say